This is The Last Word on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brandon Leopold and John Williams.
And we are joined in studio now by Ted Glover, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for SB Nation. Ted, happy NFC Divisional playoff day today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Doing real well. It's our pleasure.
Doing great. Always a pleasure to talk football in January. The Minnesota Vikings, obviously, a crucial game tomorrow against the New Orleans Saints. The first and most important question has to be, how are the Vikings feeling? What's the buzz around the Vikings locker room right now? Because obviously, you know, with a third-string quarterback, not very many people pick them to be in this situation. So take us through it. What's going on in Minneapolis right now?
I think it's a quietly confident bunch. I mean, you could say that the Vikings have taken on the personality of their coach, and Mike Zimmer is he's an excellent coach. He schemes very well, and he's got this team believing in themselves. And when you look at all the adversity they've had to overcome this year, with, you know, you've talked about Case Keenum, and they've lost Dalvin Cook, and they still managed to go 13-3, win the division, get a first round bye. I think he even has his team thinking that you know, they're kind of the underdogs, and nobody still really believes in them because of the players that have had to come in and play and who have played very well in place of Sam Bradford and Dalvin Cook. So I think this is a team that is ready to go out tomorrow and show the NFL and the country what a good overall team that they are.
Ted, Minnesota knocked off New Orleans 29-19 in their week one matchup. What adjustments do you expect from Mike Zimmer on both sides of the ball tomorrow?
It's a good question. Defensively, I don't think they're going to do a whole lot different. The Vikings defense, I think, is one of the better matchups for the Saints offense in that they have two very athletic linebackers and Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks that can do a good job of containing Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. The Vikings are very good at tackling and not allowing a lot of yards after catch, and Kendricks and Barr are going to play a big role in that tomorrow. Offensively, you know, the Saints are better, but they're kind of banged up. They've given up a lot of yards their last two games. They kind of got steamrolled by Tampa Bay, and Jameis Winston had a field day. I would expect the Vikings to open it up more and look for a lot more explosive play possibilities. I think one of the things the Vikings have been very successful at are these crossing rub routes underneath all season with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, and that seems something that Carolina really exploited on the Saints defense last week. I would expect to see a lot of that early and see how that develops and to go from there.
And again, we're joined by Ted Glover, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for SB Nation. Ted, shifting gears a little bit here, obviously Pat Shurmur, the Vikings offensive coordinator, his name being mentioned among as a candidate to fill one of the remaining job openings. This is kind of a two-part question here. Usually when something like that occurs, it could be a distraction for the team. Is there any kind of rumblings going on that you know, there may be a possibility that the Vikings might lose Pat Shurmur? And if he does end up going to a different team, what does Pat Shurmur bring to his new team?
I don't know that it's going to be a distraction. I mean, Shurmur had a press conference a couple days ago and pretty much shut that line of questioning down. You know, and they've only got, you know, teams, and Mike Zimmer's making teams come to Minnesota and interview guys, and you've only got, I think, one day they can do it. I don't think that's an issue. I mean, and if Shurmur gets a gig elsewhere, he gets a gig elsewhere, and he's kind of deserved a second shot, I think. He's a really good play caller. He's a good job. He does a really good job at designing a game plan and then executing a game plan and then making adjustments within the game as the game unfolds. If, you know, they see something that they can exploit early that they really hadn't anticipated, the Vikings do a very good job of going back to that well until the defense makes a stop. I think Shurmur, he kind of got looked over a couple times because he didn't really have a successful run in Cleveland. But when you look at his record in Cleveland compared to what's going on in recent years, you think to yourself, yeah, it's, you know, it's not that bad. So I think wherever he ends up, if he gets a head coaching gig, he's going to have the ability to turn that team into a.
Ted, flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about defensive coordinator George Edwards and the job he's done with the Vikings, not just this year, but over the course of the last couple of years, another top five defense for Minnesota and scoring defense in the 2017 season. How long is it before George Edwards is a head coach in the National Football League?
I would think it's going to be sooner rather than later. Mike Zimmer is still called the majority of the plays on game day, but Edwards does a great job of developing the game plan and preparing the players, practicing, and all the practices and all that kind of stuff. I thought his name was mentioned for a couple gigs. Somebody wanted to interview him. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I think he'll be a head coach sooner rather than later. I think his time has come.
And again, we're joined by Ted Glover, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for SB Nation. Ted, you know, it seems like only yesterday, even though it was about 10 or 20 years ago, that the Minnesota Vikings went 15-1, of course, with Dante Culpepper, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, so on and so forth. Is this the best Minnesota Vikings team since then? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not as good offensively. You know, that 98 team with Moss and Carter and Robert Smith and Randall Cunningham and all those guys, that was, you know, they set the all-time NFL record for points scored. And it's since been broken, but it was, I mean, that was a point-a-minute offense, man. That was something else. This is a much better team in that I say this defense is the number one overall defense in the NFL. They're number one against, number one in points scored, number one in yards allowed. And they have a top 10 offense. I mean, it's a little bit inconsistent at times, but it's a really good offense, and it's a very well-balanced one. When you add to the fact that they've got a good chance to play 2 to 3 home games in U.S. Bank Stadium, I really like how the postseason is setting up for Minnesota, because they're just a much better all-around overall team than 98.
And, Ted, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, of course, a rematch, as I alluded to, against the New Orleans Saints from week one, give us the biggest key if Minnesota's to move on to the NFC Championship tomorrow.
Biggest key, I think, defensively, I think they need to make the Saints drive the field, so they have to win field position. I don't know, and as good as the Saints offense is, I don't see them consistently going 80, 85 yards to score touchdowns, and that was kind of a big part of what happened in their first meeting. If they can do that and limit New Orleans' scoring chances, and when they get into the red zone, stop them from getting into the end zone and holding them to a field goal, and then on offense, just eat the clock and go on some of these long, methodical drives, and when they get in the red zone, convert and keep Drew Brees off the field. I think that's going to be a recipe for success.
Thank you, Ted, so much for taking the time out of your day to join us. Best of luck to the Vikings tomorrow in their game against New Orleans, and thanks for hopping on with us.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted, anytime. Thank you.